Let's wake up a little bit. Tuning into the spine, and the feet on the floor. Tapping the front of the shoulder. There's some room in here in the cushions if you want to sort of find a little spot. Tapping the top of the shoulder. Tapping around the middle. And swaying to a stop. Great. Making soft fists with the hands, bringing the elbows together as the spine rounds, knees soften. And then opening wide, spine extends. So exhaling, rounding, inhaling, extending. Exhaling, and inhale. Good, a couple more. Pressing down. Good. This next one can be a vigorous twist. And so if you're not feeling like a vigorous twist, you can just swing the arms. And you don't have to twist the body. But the way the full movement goes is we're inhaling, arms wide, and then exhaling, bringing one hand in front and one behind, and a little flick at the end. And then inhaling back to center, and then exhaling, the other hand comes in front, flick. So inhaling and exhaling. And if you're feeling like going a little faster, you can do that. So make it as gentle as your body needs, or as vigorous as your body needs. Inhaling and exhaling. Tossing it off. It's a release of stagnant energy from the body. Good. And then swinging to a stop. And turn your left hand so that it's facing to the left. And then kind of grab it with the right hand, right at the bone of the finger, and the index finger, and let it sink down. And then releasing. Same thing with the middle finger. Releasing, same thing with the ring finger, and same thing with the pinky. And so you've got, you're kind of grabbing the wrist with the rest of the fingers, supporting the bones of the wrist and the connective tissue of the wrist. Let's do that again, starting at the index finger, sinking down. Middle finger, sinking down. Ring. Pinky. Good. And then the right hand, turning the right hand so the palm faces to the right, grasping around the wrist with the left hand, the left thumb at the base of the finger, and resting down. Releasing, middle, releasing, ring, releasing, pinky, again index, middle, ring, pinky, one more time. And then rubbing the hands together. Rubbing between the fingers. And back sides of the hands. Between the bones there. Rubbing either side of the ear, digging into the jaw. Letting the jaw be loose. You dig into the muscles there. The strongest bone in the body here, strongest muscles. And then rubbing the hands again. Running the fingers through the scalp from front to back, so through the hair, down the neck, and down the front. So massaging skull. And let's go the opposite direction, wiping down the face, coming up and over the back, releasing the occipital area up and over. So this is the big hair messer upper. Whew. Good. One more time. Great. Rubbing the hands together again. Both sides, between the fingers. And rubbing shoulder, arm. And then either side of the femur bone and down. Shin bone and back up. These are wake up meridians, the spleen and stomach here. So it's kind of grasping the bone and rubbing either side. One more time. Great. And then bring the feet closer together. Let's do a little swimming dragon. Hands coming together overhead, dropping down on the right. Cross the throat. Cross the base of the torso. Round the knees. Back across the base of the torso. Back across the throat and up and over. Breathing. Letting the spine gently rock from side to side. As you come across the body, let the hands come closer to the body, then you'll have more of an effect on the spine. You may be able to notice that. Just changing the movement a little bit can have a bigger effect. Next time the hands are overhead, let's switch directions. So now dropping down on the left. And if you get confused, just pick a direction. It's all good. Still breathing. Good. Let's do one more. Ending with the hands overhead, stepping out hip width, dropping down, letting your awareness center down through the body. Fingertips turn downward, dropping to the lower belly, sinking and settling, shaking a little bit if it feels awkward. Good. Letting the hands change to the golden light mudra, so the left hand on the bottom, right hand on the top, tips of the thumbs touch, creating an egg-shaped window right in front of your lower belly. Go ahead and plug yourself in here and hang out here in this horse stance posture. Very connected to the earth. Good. Taking a couple breaths here. Now turning the palms to face the body, letting the hands rest on the belly. Shifting weight over to the right leg. Just let your weight drain out that right side. So you're getting heavier and heavier and heavier through the right leg. If you're comfortable bending your knee, go ahead and bend your knee. And engage more of the muscles there. And drop even further. And when you feel like you've got a really strong connection to the earth, press away from the floor and shift over to the left side. And let your weight sink and settle through the left side. Just resting, allowing yourself to become heavier and heavier. Good. Pressing and shifting. And sinking and settling. Pressing and shifting. And sinking and settling. Inhaling through the press and shift. Exhaling through the sink and settle. Inhaling. And exhaling. So it's like you're leaving a deeper and deeper impression in the floor with each weight shift. My teacher calls this dancing with gravity. So we're yielding to gravity, and then we push away, And then we're yielding, and we push away. And it's this dance with gravity that powers our movement. It's the engine that drives the movement. So the more that the lower body can connect to the earth, the easier it is for the upper body to be light and free. Good. So continuing to shift weight in a way that works for your body, continuing this dance with gravity, we're going to transition into a movement for the kidneys. And so the next time that your weight is on the left side, you're going to bring your left hand to the right kidney on the back of the body. And then as you shift weight to the right hand drops. And you scoop up as you shift to the left, and then come back over. So you're basically making a circle with the hands, but not much of a circle because it's mostly a shifting of the body weight. Dropping down on the right, exhaling, shifting over, rising up, inhaling. Exhaling down. Inhaling up. Good. Engaging the bones, engaging that earth element, and engaging the muscles, the flesh. Strength of the legs. Breathing into that right kidney. Exhaling, relaxing. Good. And then switching sides, right hand to the left kidney, shifting over to the left side, dropping the left hand, scooping as you shift to the right, rising up, and then back to the left. Exhaling down, inhaling up. What extra effort are you making that you could release? How can you make this movement easier and lighter and more free? Breathing into that left kidney. Good. Finding your way back to center, pressing down. Good. Standing up, giving your legs a break just for a moment. We're going to do a little squatting. And so if you don't feel like going down, you don't have to. And so you can squat this much, or you can squat all the way down if you want. But we're going to be tigers for a minute, and we're going to be scratching all the way from top to bottom. And we're going to be showing our teeth, and we're going to be going, okay, ready? All right, so inhaling up. Sorry. I'll not go down so far. We're going to do two more. On the last one, we're going to stay down, whatever down is for you. So down could be your hands on your thighs. Down could be your elbows on your thighs. Down could be your elbows inside your knees with your hands in the center. This is the final position if you want to take it. But do what's comfortable for you. And we're going to do some kidney breathing, some turtle breathing. So inhaling, rounding the back. Filling the kidneys, exhaling, releasing, inhaling, rounding back, filling the kidneys, exhaling, releasing, inhaling, and exhaling. Hopefully you're getting in touch with some flesh here. Feel yourself heating up. Couple more. Good, and then dropping the arms, rolling up through the spine. And taking a moment just standing. Feeling the effect of the movement on the body. And bringing the feet hip-width apart, parallel. Just a comfortable stance. You can have your hands on your belly or your back or any place that's not bothering you. Belly and back are particularly good, but either way is fine. We're going to begin to circle the hips. And once again, you can do this in a big way, or you can do it in a very small way. Whatever way works best for the body. Yeah, and if you're in a chair, you can circle on the sits bones. So we're going to start by circling clockwise. So if you imagine a clock on the floor facing up towards you, that's the direction we're going. To the right first, and then back, then to the left, and then forward. And we have a particular breathing pattern that we use with circling. So we're inhaling through the right half of the circle. We're inhaling as we head back. And then we're exhaling through the left half of the circle, exhaling as we go forward. So inhaling as you go back, exhaling as you go forward, filling the circle with breath, breathing in and out the nose, making it gentle, nurturing for the body. Good. So once you've got the breathing pattern and the movement, you can begin to feel into all of the connective tissue of the joints, particularly the hips, lower back. Allowing the circle to become more balanced by reining in the more flexible sides. So if you find that one side sticking out a lot more than the other, hold back on the more flexible side. That will give space for the less flexible side to begin to open. So we're going to continue with this circling, but we're going to let our awareness drop to the knees, noticing that the knees are also circling. Still inhaling through the right half of the circle and exhaling through the left half. Noticing the balance of movement in the knees. Adjusting the movement to fit your body. Now continuing to circle, but letting awareness drop to the ankles, noticing that the ankles are also circling. Sensing into the balance of movement in the ankles. Continuing to circle, but now dropping awareness to that circle of changing pressure running around the edges of the feet. So down the outside edge of the right foot to the right heel, over to the left heel, up the outside edge of the left foot, left toes, and over to the right toes. This circle that connects us to the earth. Now for a moment, remembering that clock on the floor facing up towards you, we're going to use that clock to help change directions without stopping the flow of the movement. So imagining the numbers on that clock, when you get to 2 o'clock next time, cut through the middle of the clock down to 7 o'clock and then 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Start rotating backwards, now counterclockwise. Inhaling through the left half of the circle as you head back and exhaling through the right half of the circle as you go forward. So in that transition, chances are your awareness jumped up. And if that's the case, then once again, dropping awareness to the feet. And so feeling that circle of changing pressure running around the feet from the left toes down the outside of the left foot to the left heel, over to the right heel, up the outside of the right foot to the right toes and around. All right, so we've got this nice connection to the earth through the feet, through the circling. We're going to let that sense of connection rise up to include the ankles. Good. And then continue letting that sense of connection rise to include the knees. And then rising up to include the hips, the whole pelvis. Good. And let this sense of connection, this circling spiral, rise up to include the waist as well. And at this point, we're going to change the hand position so that the left hand is on the lower back, palm facing out, and the right arm is just dangling. So hips still rotating counterclockwise, still connected to the earth, the sense of flowing upward, now including the midriff and mid-back area. All the connective tissue around the ribs. Rising up to include the upper chest, the upper back. So the whole body connected and circling. Great, now we're going to let this spiral continue out through the right shoulder, right elbow, right wrist, right hand. But because the impulse is rising up from the earth through the body, this part of the body doesn't have to do very much work at all to get moving. It's just responding to the movement underneath. Breathing into any parts that feel a little stiff, a little tight, in need of extra breath and care. And we're going to let that right arm slowly begin to rise up. And you'll decide what the high point is of the rising up, but you could go all the way overhead. But we're going to particularly be careful with that midpoint area. So about midway, making sure you're not forcing your way through, you're moving with great care. And this lower circle is going to split into two, creating a spiral. So we have a lower circle and then also an upper circle. Still still motivated by the movement of the lower body. And as the arm continues to rise, we're going to lose the lower circle and just have an upper circle. Letting that upper circle become smaller and smaller, spiraling in toward the crown. And then pausing at the crown of the head, connecting with the crown of the head, reaching over to grasp the top of the left ear. Now we're going to turn to the left, be very careful of not going too far, gazing down to the left. And so you can look down at that left foot, or if you feel like you've got more mobility, you can even gaze all the way down to the right heel. Just grounding out your gaze. And then we're going to unwind, but keeping a hold of the ear. Looking up to the left, pressing the head back into the forearm and the forearm into the head. Sending your gaze up. And then releasing the arm, releasing the hand, letting it come over the top of the head and begin to come down the front. So this is the bone marrow washing. So there's a sense of washing through the very marrow of the bones, and in Chinese medicine, the brain is also bone marrow. Washing through the vertebrae of the neck. Washing through the vertebrae of the upper back. So vertebra by vertebra, disc by disc. Letting the awareness, letting the chi wash through spine. Mid-back. Lower back. Spreading through the bones of the pelvis, washing through the very marrow of the bones of the pelvis. Through the hip joints. Through the long femur bones of the upper legs, through the knee joints, through the bones of the lower legs, through the ankle joints, through all the little bones of the feet and toes, also the big bones of the heels, kind of washing through the bones of the feet. And then just letting the front hand relax. And then switching sides, right hand on the lower back, left hand free. We've already gone through this pathway, so we're going to move faster this time, circling clockwise. Yes. Circling clockwise, awareness at the feet, feeling that circle of changing pressure, the soles of the feet. whatever sense of connection you feel with the earth. Let that sense of connection rise up to include the ankles. Rising up to include the knees. Rising up to include the hips. Rising up to include the waist. And the bottom of the ribs. And the chest and the upper back. Letting the movement spiral out through the left shoulder, left elbow, left wrist, left hand. Breathing into any of the joints that feel like they could use a little more support. And then gently rising up. About midway, breaking into two circles, lower circle and upper circle. Finally, there's only an upper circle. Spiraling in toward the crown. Reaching over, grasping the top of the right ear, turning to the right, gazing down, grounding out your gaze. And then looking up to the right, pressing the head back into the forearm into the head. Turning to face forward, releasing the hand up over the head, washing down through the brains. Washing down through the bones of the neck. Through the bones of the upper back. Through the bones of the mid-back. Vertebra by vertebra, disc by disc, washing through. The bones of the lower back. Spreading through the bones of the pelvis, washing through the very marrow of the bones of the pelvis, and then into hip joints. Femur bones, knees, lower legs, ankles, heels, and all the little bones of the feet and toes. Just letting the hand rest. Bringing the feet together on the earth, hands together overhead, inhaling up. Dropping straight down. Into the space of the heart. We'll bow. Thank you. And making your way back to your seat.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.